Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3536 BN. Today's date is December 31st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Warning Sent. Trump nominated someone new to direct each agency, but one, he controls the top. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, we can see that they have this multi-level plan that they're trying to push on the people of this country. Remember, they want the people of this country to pay for what the people have done. The people voted for the person that they wanted. They gave Trump a mandate. He won the popular vote. And now the deep state players, they're very, very angry. So they're going to take their anger out on we the people. And you could see that they've already started this. And Trump is also confirming what they're planning to do. Number one, he warned that we might be headed to a 1929 type of situation, which is an economic collapse. That is one thing that the deep state players are trying to do. They're bringing down the economy. Actually, this goes back to the 16-year plan. They're also trying to bring us to war. You can see war now is building up out in Europe. Gas supplies have been shut down from Russia. We have countries now squabbling over gas and electricity. We have China now saying that they're definitely going into Taiwan. And we can see that they are now pushing this as hard as they possibly can. The other thing we could see is that the bird flu now is picking up. And of course, they said, hey, we found it out in California. We found it out in Washington. We found it in Oregon. And we found it in pet food. We found it in the waste and parts of water supply. And they're continually pushing this and pushing this. And they're saying it's mutating, of course. So they're pushing the bird flu just like they pushed COVID. And I do believe in the end what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to vaccinate all the animals. Remember, their main goal is to get everyone vaccinated. So if you didn't comply the last time, they're going to make the case where they have to vaccinate all the birds, all chicken, turkey, you name it. Probably all the animals, actually. So this way, no matter what, they want you to get the mRNA gobbledygook in your system because you didn't comply before. This is what they're trying to do. Plus, there's probably many other agendas associated with this. One might be the certification of the election. They might say, oh, people have come down with the bird flu and we can't have a quorum with the Senate and the House. And there have been objections to the certification. So we're going to have to wait a little bit. That could be a scenario. Another scenario could be a cyber attack. Remember, the Treasury has been cyber attacked. Telecom companies have been cyber attacked. water systems have been cyber attacked. So you could see what they're building up to right now. And Trump, he put out a warning letting everyone know that the deep state players, the D's, the rhinos, they're probably going to stop the nominations. They're going to use tricks. And he is sending a warning to all the senators that if you go along with this, you're going to be primaried. And you need to remember, Trump now, he is nominating someone to direct every single agency but one, because he controls the top. And what's very interesting is that at this point in time, I don't believe Trump nominated anyone for the National Security Agency, which is very, very interesting. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, Trump, he decided to retruth something about Biden. Now, we know all the evidence is coming out about Biden that, yes, he met with Hunter's business partners. Yes, he was dealing with China. And all these pictures all of a sudden came out. The National Archives was keeping it a secret. They didn't want anyone to know about this. And once again, it's a cover up. And Trump, he put this out on Truth. This is Gunther Eagleman. And it says, here's Joe and Hunter Biden posing for a picture with Chinese business associates. It's funny how this hasn't gone viral. Actually, at this point in time, the DOJ, they should be taking up this case because Biden has lied through his teeth. Actually, they should have taken the case up going back in time. And when you start to look at HERS investigation into the classified documents that Biden had, well, he should have been charged because once again, he committed a crime. But I think everyone now can see the two-tier justice system, and everyone can see those individuals, those people that control the agencies, they protect the criminals. And I think this is becoming very, very clear to every single person, just like it's becoming very, very clear that crime in New York City is continually moving up, even when the governor tells you that she got everything under control, just like out in Chicago, just like out in LA and San Francisco. All these people love to tell you that everything is under control until you actually see what's really going on there. You see the actual statistics and you can actually see the crimes. And these crimes are off the charts right now. And out in New York, we just had a shooting and there were six injured, including a mom and a daughter. They were used as human shields. And once again, isn't New York a gun-free zone? Don't they have gun control laws there? And why do we have so many shootings in these gun-free zones where they have all the gun control laws they could possibly have? Because they don't work. Because criminals, they don't abide by the law. They don't care about the judges. They don't care about the police. They don't care about the laws. That's why they're criminals. That's why they're not going to go through a check. They're not going to go to the store and purchase it and go through a background check. They're going to get it in the black market. That's where they're going to, just like with drugs and everything else. So it's absolutely ridiculous to have all these gun controllers. I mean, if New York, if all these other places allowed people to carry weapons, the criminals would think twice because they'd be like, okay, does this person have a weapon? I would like to rob something from them. But again, I might get shot. And once again, this is how you deter crime and you actually arrest people when they commit a crime. So there's a lot of improvement that will be needed in all these different areas. And if you notice, it's all the blue areas. It's absolutely amazing. And I do believe this is all about to change as soon as Trump gets into office, especially when Tom Homan goes around and actually gets rid of a lot of these criminals, these illegals who are criminals in this country. You're going to see things change dramatically. And when we start to go back to the rule of law, and this is what will happen. You're going to see a lot of the states follow the rule of law. People are going to want the police. And all of a sudden, you're going to see everything start to change. And other blue areas will say, you know something? We want the same thing as that. It's almost like with the economy. When businesses are moving out of the blue states, when people are moving out of the blue states and moving into the red states, the people that are left, they're going, well, wait a minute. Why is everyone moving to the red states? Why is businesses moving to the red states? We want what they have. And that's when people say, you know something, we need to have change. The same thing is going to happen with the rule of law and especially with weapons, because Trump, he's going to be pushing reciprocity where you can bring a weapon to any state. Actually, I do believe there's a bill which will allow people to have constitutional carry anywhere. I think we already have that law. It's called the Second Amendment. You have the right to bear arms, to carry arms anywhere. No state can make a law that is repugnant to the Constitution. And if they're charging you and they're forcing you to do something to actually carry that weapon, well, that is repugnant to the Constitution because that is our God-given right. Can you imagine if they said, listen, you want to speak freely? Well, this is what you got to do. Well, there's a $20 fee. We're going to have to do a background check to see if all your posts and everything meet our requirements. And then you're going to have to take a test to make sure that you could speak freely. Would everyone agree to this? Would everyone go, oh, yeah, this is great. Let's do this. Well, no, people wouldn't. You know why? Because people would say, no, I could speak however I want. I have the right to speak freely. Well, that's the First Amendment. The Second Amendment allows you to have a weapon. It allows you to carry it anywhere you want. So really think about this for a second of what all these states have done. It's against the Constitution, period, the end. Now, the other thing that we could see is that government, they have been trying to censor the people over and over and over. And this has come out with the Twitter files. Now we know that there was a global engagement company that Obama put together. It's gone bankrupt right now. And we know that they got caught in the act of censoring the people of this country. They violated the Constitution of every single person. But I remember going back a little bit in time when the EU, the head of the EU, I do believe, said that, oh, by the way, hate laws are coming, AI is coming, and we're going to control speech on the platforms. Now, what's very, very interesting is that Meta, they're now confirming that they're planning to add tons of AI-generated users to Instagram and Facebook. They're going to have bios, profile pics, and can share content. So this is very, very interesting. First of all, if you're going to do this, the platform is going to be made up of fake individuals. Actually, not even individuals. It's going to be just fake AI characters. And once again, are you going to know that they're AI? Are they going to have like a little star or something next to them or something that says AI? Or are they going to make it look like, oh no, these are real people? And once again, what is this going to be used for? Is it going to be used for to shut down those people that are trying to speak the truth, where all of a sudden all these AI characters all of a sudden attack the person and report them? Think about this for a second. Think about what they're really trying to do here. It makes no sense whatsoever. And I do believe this is going to be the downfall of those platforms because how are you going to know who's who? It's going to be very, very difficult. And what are they really going to be used for? A really good social media platform, you don't have to do this. People will speak to each other. People will comment. People will interact. When you have a dying platform or a platform that doesn't have that, you have to introduce something like this, unless you're introducing it for a different reason, which I do believe this is why they're introducing this. And I wouldn't be surprised if YouTube and Google also introduce something like this. But we'll have to see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the fake news. They're now panicking right now because, once again, Trump named Kerry Lake as the director of VOA News. And The Hill right now, they're panicking over Kerry in this position. This is what Kerry Lake put out. Regime apparatchiks at The Hill are panicking over me leading VOA News. My job will be to cover the Trump administration and report the news fairly and accurately. If that bothers them, it says heck of a lot more about their style of reporting than mine. Absolutely. And you can see that they don't want anyone there in there telling the truth because those stories are not going to back up the fake news stories. And they're going to probably be the opposite. And then people are going to be looking at this going, what's going on here? And people are going to do a little bit of research. People are going to think and people are going to find out the truth. And this is going to hurt the fake news quite a bit. And this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Just like the Panama Canal is becoming very, very interesting. And Trump, he put out a post on Truth, and he's pointing to a New York Post article. And the New York Post article says, Panama is violating its canal treaty by cozying up to China, risking U.S. safety. So the waterway, originally in American possession, was given to Panama by Jimmy Carter in two 1977 treaties that barely passed the two-thirds Senate majority necessary for ratification. The first treaty obliged Panama to operate the canal neutrally with non-discriminatory pricing and allow the United States to defend it from any threat that might interfere with its neutrality. The second treaty transferred full control to Panama effective on December 31st, 1999, without superseding the first treaty's broad provision allowing the U.S. defense of this crucial military and economic asset. Yet despite the assurances in these agreements, the sad truth is that Panama Canal is already in the wrong hands. It's in China's hands. In 1996, Panama made a 25-year agreement to outsource management of the canal's two entry points, Cristobal and on the Atlantic side and Balboa on the Pacific, to a subsidiary of Hutchison Whampoa, a Hong Kong-based shipping firm. Technically, the deal seemed to violate the 1977 Panama-U.S. treaties, which guaranteed Panamanian operational control and local security for canal as well as ownership. At the time, however, Hong Kong was still a British colony, and both Congress and the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission determined that Hutchison's operations were not a threat to the American interest. Well, times have completely and utterly changed. In 1997, Hong Kong reverted to Chinese communist rule, and despite its promise to preserve the former colony's distinct political system for 50 years, Beijing has taken complete control there. The Chinese Communist Party can exercise direct and possibly unlimited influence over any of Hong Kong's companies anywhere in the world. Hutchison's operational concession, which was renewed by Panama's government in 2021, thus preserves de facto Chinese control over one of the world's most vital conduits of maritime traffic. And Trump is calling Panama out on this. And I do believe that this is a threat to national security. And I think this is why Trump is pointing to this. And I wouldn't be surprised if we go back to the treaty that the U.S. then can take control over the Panama Canal. But let's see how this plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we can see the installed leaders around the world. They are now losing their grip, and they're going to continue to lose their grip. Why? Because the people are awake and the people are sick and tired of these installed politicians. They've ruined the countries. They're bringing the countries in a direction that people don't want to go. And the people now, they're awake, they're thinking logically, and they're saying enough is enough. They've seen enough. And if you look at Canada, well, Justin Trudeau's having a very, very difficult time. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, the latest polling from Canada suggests that Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party would win just six seats in an election were held today, while the Conservative Party would win more than 240. If things get much worse, there's a chance that Trudeau's party will win literally zero seats. The revolution is going global. Absolutely. And you can see Trudeau is in trouble. Paul Vieira, he is now way, way up. But again, you have to remember the deep state players, they love to cheat. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to try to cheat in these elections. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I think everything is about to change. And once again, if it's too big to rig, they're not going to be able to rig it. Just like here in the United States, it was too big to rig. And this is why they weren't able to use the ballots like they did in 2020. That's why they have changed everything up. That's why they're shifting their tactics to after the election. There's many different ways to rig an election. You can do it before the election, during the election, and after the election. Because if they try to stop Trump from becoming certified and being inaugurated, this is interfering with the election process. It's election rigging. And this is exactly what they're trying to do. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what the European capitals are bracing for right now, because this is New Year's Eve, and they're very, very nervous about New Year's Eve, and they're in a state of emergency. So we have Germany, we have France, and many other nations where they're very worried about riots. And the same thing's happening out in New York City. They're on a state of emergency where they're bracing for something to happen in the state. Now, does that mean something's going to happen? No, they're preparing for New Year's Eve. But again, you have to remember there's a lot of illegals in each one of these countries, in New York State, in California, and many other places. And if the illegals are called upon to do something, they will. So we'll have to watch this very, very closely, just like we're watching what's happening out in Ukraine, out in China, out in the Middle East, because we could see the deep state players, they are definitely pushing war a little bit at a time. Remember, they just don't say, hey, let's have war. They push it and they get different nations involved. They get them squabbling over electricity or over gas or over territory. And this builds and builds and builds until there's some type of false flag. And that brings us into war. And with China and Taiwan, you can see this is building out there. China, Xi says, no one can stop reunification with Taiwan. So does this mean that China now is going to be going into Taiwan? Well, every day that passes, they continually tell us that, yeah, this is going to happen, and they're preparing for this. So let's take a look at what's going on. DC Drano explains, U.S. missiles fired into Russia by Ukraine. Syrian government collapsed. South Korea martial law. Now they have an arrest warrant out for the impeached president there. And now we have China banging the war drums over Taiwan. We also have gas being shut off from Russia to all the European nations. We have Slovakia and many other countries now squabbling with Ukraine in regards to electricity or gas. And you can see how this is now building up. Plus, we also have an economy that is completely and utterly collapsing. But when you look at the gas supply, you can see that there's a lot of gas lines coming into Europe, and they're all being shut down except one. So that's very interesting. U.S. Civil Defense News put this out and said, Wednesday, all Russian gas pipelines to Europe will be closed except one. This will hurt Europe far more than it hurts Russia. Russia will just turn around and sell it to China and India cheap. EU needs to stop this madness and demand Ukraine reopen their pipelines. So this is going to be very, very interesting because, again, we're going to see that this is building and building and building, and a lot of these countries are going to get very, very pissed off and angry. And this is how the deep state pushes war. And they're pushing very, very hard now. As we get closer to January 6th and January 20th, you can see they're pushing as hard as they possibly can. The narrative for the bird flu is now picking up. Out in Arizona, in Maricopa County, the public health officials say they've detected an influenza subtype associated with avian flu in local wastewater. So this is very, very interesting because we have California right now. They're in a state of emergency because of the bird flu. We have Maricopa County saying they found it in the wastewater. And this is not the only place they found this. They found it in other places. There's other cases that they're reporting. And of course, what they're doing is they're going to test and test and test and say everyone has the bird flu. Remember, it just came out of nowhere. But Dr. Peter McCullough, he explains that, again, this is exactly like COVID. It's gain of function, and it's not what they say it is. Camus put this out and says, Dr. Peter McCullough, the current strain of bird flu is a product of gain-of-function research done in the USDA Poultry Research Laboratory in Athens, Georgia. So it is a man-made problem that our farms are experiencing right now. It's in peer-reviewed literature, and I mean, it's really, you know, the next steps in this outbreak is for people to understand, you know, the ramifications of it personally and how to be prepared. It's the circulating clade, which is the kind of the original source strain, is clade 2.3.4.4b. And again, this is a product of what's called serial passage gain of function research done at the USDA Poultry Research Laboratory. It was assisted by University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine and Rotterdam University. The gain of function was to get it to spread from chickens into migratory waterfowl and mallard ducks. And so that's how it's spreading across the world now. It's been spreading for 4 years. It's continually reinfects the farms because the mallard ducks fly around and they land in ponds on farms and they easily infect the other animals on the farms. So it's able to, in a sense, expand the host range even into cattle, into sea mammals. Now, the good news is it's much milder than the bird flu a decades ago. And then there's the peer-reviewed paper by Nick Holscher on this. And you know, and this has not been denied by the USDA Poultry Research Center, McCullough Foundation attended the bird flu summits in both University of Arkansas as well as in Washington, D.C. So there's no denial of this. Just like COVID-19, the bird flu problem is a man-made problem by the U.S. government. They created it. They're using it. This is a deep state operation, just like COVID. And the one thing they didn't want people to know is that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they're antiviral. And the reason why they kept this a secret, because if everyone knew this and everyone took it and nobody got the flu, no one got the viruses, what would happen to their business? Would they be able to have a plandemic? No, they wouldn't. Would they be able to issue the bioweapon and have everyone take the bioweapon? No, they wouldn't. This is why they had to stop it right off the bat. And now it's out there and people are starting to learn, well, wait a minute. This actually helps with not just COVID. It helps with the flu. It helps with the cold. It helps with cancer, because these are all virus-based illnesses. And same thing with the bird flu, because they wouldn't be able to push a plandemic if everyone had the cure. And I think people now understand that everyone needs to get ivermectin. Everyone needs to get hydroxychloroquine. Everyone needs to take zinc and D3 and C. Because once again, this protects the people. Plus, people have natural immunity. And we've learned all this from COVID. And they're trying to do the same thing again. And again, you could see how they're pushing all of this at the same exact time. Because everything that they tried has completely and utterly fallen apart. Think about all the cases that they brought against Trump. All the different indictments, they have all have fallen apart. George put this out and said, Jack Smith has officially relinquished everything concerning the documents hoax to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now that the witch hunt is officially over, Smith should be jailed for the crimes he committed in bringing the cases. Actually, all the judges, the prosecutors, they should all be jailed and they should be disbarred, because they knew under the rule of law, they didn't have a case. There was nothing there. And all those people that were brought to trial or kept in prison for January 6th, these people should be thrown into prison and debarred, and they should compensate every single person. And I guess that's why Matthew Graves decided to resign. I think he's resigning on January 19th, because if everything was on the up and up and he followed the rule of law, he would have nothing to be afraid of. Julie Kelly explains Matthew Graves' legacy. Through Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro in prison, convicted Americans for the first time on seditious conspiracy charges reserved for real terrorists, suicide of at least three January 6ers, overturned by the Supreme Court on January 6th prosecution's most common felony, reversed twice by D.C. appellate courts for excessive sentences, refused to work with special counsel to bring tax charges against Hunter Biden, led 2020 BLM rioters in D.C., including those who assaulted federal police, off the hook, allowed D.C. to descend into violent crime crisis as he rounded up misdemeanor trespassers, helped destroy the credibility of the DOJ. This will not go unanswered. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know, who this individual is and what he has done to the American people. And now he's running. Julie Kelly continues. She says, this is Matthew Graves' wife, Fantima. She runs at NWLC, a $100 million nonprofit in D.C. She is part of a cabal trying to force Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court. Here she is in 2018 opposing Kavanaugh nominations. Mike Davis responded to this and said, did Fantima Graves fund the illegal obstruction of justice campaigns outside of the Supreme Court justices' home, leading to justices and their families going to safe houses, and the 1 a.m. assassination attempt against Justice Kavanaugh and his family? Trump 47 DOJ must find out. Then Mike Davis put this out and said, lawyer up, Matthew Graves. You violated the constitutional rights of Americans. 18 U.S.C. Section 241. No one is above the law. Bridget Fitzpatrick, his handpicked crony, can enjoy her 4 days as the acting D.C. U.S. attorney. Justice is coming on January 20th. Absolutely. And I do believe these people are going to run and they're going to hide, because, again, when Kash Patel, Pam Bondi and the rest start to look through everything and they start to look at all the documents and all the court cases and everything that was done, well, I think they're going to find out quite a bit. Now, again, is this going to happen on day one? No. They got to get these people confirmed. They got to get into office. They got to clean stuff up. They're going to hit resistance because, again, the staffers, all the people that are there, they're going to push back. They're going to hide things because they're part of the criminal syndicate. They have been instructed to protect the criminal syndicate. So once again, these people, they're going to have to fight against these people. I do believe we're going to see a lot of firing, which is the draining of the swamp. And this will take a little bit of time. It's not going to happen overnight. Remember, the swamp is going to continually fight back and fight back and fight back. Just like they're doing right now, they're preparing for major, major events. Because, again, they know what's coming. They know that all their treasonous crimes, that is going to be brought out into the public realm. And the people are going to learn that they have been treasonous to this country. And the people, they're going to demand accountability. That's why it was so important for Trump to get the people on his side. This is why it was so important to get the popular vote. This is why it was so important to make people see the true criminal syndicate, because he's not going to demand accountability. The people of this country are going to demand accountability when they see the evidence. And Trump's picks like Cash, like Pam Bondi and the rest, they're going to follow through and they're going to have accountability. I wouldn't be surprised if attorney generals across the country join in and bring charges against these people. But again, you can see the deep state players, they are going to fight back. Now, what's very interesting, we have very interesting events that have been occurring or are about to occur. So right now, scientists, they're warning of an underwater volcano off of Oregon coast, and it's primed to erupt in 2025, which is very, very interesting. So it doesn't seem like the axial seamount volcano is going to do any damage. It doesn't look like it's going to create tidal waves. I mean, again, the deep state players, they can take that and make it into whatever they want. But if it erupts, it has erupted before, it's not really going to do damage. But it just reminds me of a post that says, watch the water. And that's post 765, February 15, 2018. So that's going to be very interesting. So let's see what else happens out in the water when this should occur or something else should occur. Now, out in Puerto Rico, and this is very, very interesting, there's a blackout there on New Year's Eve. So as of 7:26 a.m. on December 31st, Puerto Rico has experienced a significant blackout affecting more than 1.2 million out of 1.47 million clients. The cause of this widespread outage has not been immediately identified, but it's occurred as the island was preparing to celebrate New Year's Eve, which is very, very interesting. And what they've come to find out is that there was a critical failure in the island's power grid. And it looks like there was a line or something that had this fault. So this is very, very interesting because think about it. There were communication cables that were cut out in Europe. And here in Puerto Rico, there was an underground cable that had a failure, which is very, very odd. And the timing is very, very odd. They're saying it's going to take about 2 days to restore the power to everybody. But let's see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the U.S. Treasury Department, they were hacked in a cyber attack allegedly launched by China. Now, most likely, it's probably the deep state players because, again, they are trying to push a war. We've been told that we're ripe for a cyber attack by the World Economic Forum. We were told we were ripe for a cyber attack by the IMF, that the cyber attacks might hit the financial institutions. And then all of a sudden, the Treasury was hit. So we have the telecommunication companies. They were attacked by China with Salt Typhoon. The telecom company saying, don't worry, they're protected now. Everything's fine. Well, think about how many times the telecom companies have gone down where they've lost communication, where something has been going wrong. And it's not just one company. There's many, many companies. But I think Jason Meister just pretty much sums it all up. China didn't hack us. The deep state is using it as a cover to bleach bit everything into oblivion before January 20th. That is very, very interesting. But I do believe most likely they are doing this to build the narrative to try to bring us to war. And yes, a cyber attack on the infrastructure of the United States would bring us to war. And we can see these stories are building and building and building. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Elon Musk decided to change his name on Twitter or X. He's calling himself now Kekius Maximus. So Kekius is a term that combines elements from internet meme culture and classical Latin. And Kek, this term originated from an online gaming and meme community, particularly on platforms like 4chan. It's often used as an alternative to LOL, laugh out loud, stemming from a typo that became popular due to the way LOL would sometimes appear when typed in certain gaming chat environments. Maximus, this is Latin for the greatest or largest, often used in historical context or in naming conventions to denote grandeur or supremacy. So together, Keckius Maximus could be interpreted as the greatest of Keck, a supreme Keck, which is very, very interesting. And his profile picture is a frog dressed up as Maximus. So that's interesting. Now, Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's Kermit the Frog smoking a cigarette, and it says, "Sometimes I wonder if the people who unfriended me in 2019 are starting to realize I was right." So it's interesting, there's two frog posts, and that reminds me of post 3971, and frogs destroy them. Very, very interesting. It's going to be biblical if you really think about it. Now, Trump, he is now giving those people in the Senate a warning, and he's letting them know that don't try any type of tricks with the nominees, because if you do, you will be primaried. This is what he put out on Truth. "We just won historic landslide and mandate from the American people, but Senate Democrats are organizing to improperly stall and delay the confirmation process of many of our great nominees. They will try all sorts of tricks starting very soon. Republicans must not allow them to do that. We have a country to run and many big problems to solve, mostly created by Democrats. Republicans, be smart and tough." So again, we know we have the Uniparty, and Trump is letting the Republicans know, listen, don't go along with the D tricks. We must work together. But again, the rhinos, do they really want to work together? Do they really want Cash and Pam Bondi, Tulsi Gabbard, Ratcliffe and the rest actually investigating the criminal syndicate system? I don't think so. And Trump, he's letting everyone know he knows the playbook, just like he let us know about the economy, that they're trying to crash the economy. He's letting us know that they're going to put pressure on the nominees. They're going to try to make it so they're not confirmed. He knows about war that is now occurring out in Ukraine. He keeps saying, listen, we can have peace. He put out an article with Putin saying he's ready for peace. He's been letting everyone know that he knows the playbook of the deep state players. He knows that they're going to use a multi-level strategy to try to keep him out of office and to make his time in office as chaotic as possible. But once he gets his people confirmed, who's in control? Not the deep state. We the people are. Trump is. Because now the investigations can begin. Now everything changes. And the deep state players know this. They know if they lose that, they lose their criminal syndicate. And their criminal syndicate is going to be drained. They lose their power. Right now, they were depending on the fake news as their power. They have lost that. If they lose the agencies in D.C., they lose all power. If they lose the Federal Reserve with the creation of currency where they can just borrow as much as they want, they lose their power. Every step of the way, what Trump and the Patriots are going to do, they're going to make them lose their power. And this is why the deep state players are going to push back very, very hard, because they don't want to lose their power. Now, Trump, he did put out another truth, and this is a video of the American people, and Lee Greenwood is singing his song, Proud to Be an American. And this video is 23 seconds long, and it's very, very interesting because this corresponds to Trump's truth about his nominees. So this is the post, post 23, November 1st. It says, "Note, military intelligence has the same SAPs as NSA, CIA, etc., as designated post 9/11. Why is this relevant? Who can be held hostage and controlled? CIA thinks its foreign offshore assets are strong enough to defend against the U.S. executive, not accounting for military use on domestic soil. Why does the Constitution explicitly grant this authority to the president, and what is it to prevent? Well, it allows the president to enforce U.S. laws when those supposed to support U.S. law do not. It prevents the breakup of the country and keep the federal and state balance of power. They knew our agencies would grow in power so much that they could and can hold the executive hostage or engage with bad actors." So think about it. The CIA, NSA, FBI, this is what they have done. Our founding fathers knew this. Trump nominated someone new to direct every agency but one. He controls the top, the military. And think about it, he has named someone new in each and every one of the agencies to direct every single agency in a different direction and to drain the swamp. And I do believe this is going to happen. I mean, we got to get there. Remember the deep state? They're going to fight back. The swamp's going to fight back every step of the way. And yes, they will play dirty. They will bring us to war. They will gladly have a nuclear war, then be brought to trial and lose their entire criminal syndicate. They rather have that happen than lose control. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots at this point in time, they have the control. And I do believe that his nominees, they will be confirmed. It might take some time. And yes, the deep state's going to fight back during this period of time. But in the end, I do believe the deep state players, they're going to lose in the end. And yes, the agencies, they will be drained. And once they're drained, that's when we the people take control over them. And once we the people have control over them, that's when the fun will begin. But you have to remember the deep state players, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And each battle is going to feel like it takes forever. Just like the 4 years, it felt like it was just forever. But remember, this is not about winning each battle. It's about winning the war in the end. Some battles might not go the way people think it's supposed to go. But again, the objective is to win the war, drain the swamp, get these people to look at what has been going on, bring these people to justice, and have accountability. This is what has to be done because, once again, we gave Trump the mandate. The popular vote voted him into office. Now we got to finish this in the 4 years. We got to drain the swamp. We must have accountability. The people must demand it. And I do believe that this is going to happen. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. And Happy New Year to everyone.